StoryCorps is made possible through funding from the Atlantic Philanthropies, the Corporation for Public Broadcasting, and most importantly, through the support of participants and listeners like you nationwide. You can support StoryCorps by visiting our website, storycorps.org.
Welcome to the StoryCorps podcast. I'm Michael Garofalo.
And I'm Katie Simon. This year marks the 100th anniversary of the NAACP, and it's being celebrated this week in New York City, where the NAACP is holding its centennial conference.
In the weeks leading up to the conference, NAACP members recorded interviews at StoryCorps, and in this episode, we'll hear from two of them.
The first comes from Mildred Roxborough. In 1953, Roxborough, whose name was then Mildred Bond, accepted what was supposed to be a temporary assignment for the NAACP. Now, over half a century later, Roxborough has worked in virtually every department in the organization. Here, she remembers an incident from her early days on the road.
I was making my way across the state of Arkansas in July and August, the hottest months, getting parents to sign petitions to get their local school integrated. I was supposed to speak to the branch. You always had to speak to the units. So I wanted to take a bath. This was pre-bathroom days, so there was a tin tub. It was about 2 feet deep and large enough to wash clothing in. That's what the tub was intended. Anyway, I decided that I wanted to sit down and get the water over me because I was hot and dusty. But then I couldn't push myself up from the tub. I was just stuck. I called my host, and she could not get me from the tub. So she went out and conferred, and they decided that they would take me into the backyard so they could pour the water from the tub. The backyard had a wire fence, and people were walking along the sidewalk, and they stopped to watch this spectacle. And eventually, they were able to pull me up out of the tub. Then people applauded, and they put something over me, and I went back into the house. That night at the meeting, I was introduced by the branch president, and I approached the podium, and someone in the audience arose, and he said, "You know, Mr. President, we have already met Miss Bond. We saw her earlier today, and she looks as good in clothing as she did with none on." So you could go into stories of all kinds. But the thing which kept me in the NAACP this long was my belief that this society offered an opportunity for our people to become an equal part. And at 80 plus, I sometimes look at myself, I said, "You're an idiot. You could be home minding your business, sitting on your terrace, doing whatever. And there you go. Down to that NAACP." I say this frequently to myself.
That's Mildred Bond Roxborough reflecting on over 50 years with the NAACP. She was interviewed by her colleague, Maxim Thorne, in New York City.
Next, we'll hear from Benjamin Todd Jealous. At 36, Jealous is the youngest ever president and CEO of the NAACP. He recently sat down with his mother, Ann Todd Jealous, and his grandmother, Mamie Todd, to talk about a generations-old tradition in their family, fighting for equal rights. In the 1930s, Mamie Todd taught at an all-black school in Virginia. Her students lacked basic school materials like pencils and paper. So she took the matter into her own hands and to the white superintendent of schools.
I went up to the secretary's desk and said, "I have an appointment." And she says, "Well, colored teachers come around the back." I said, "Beg your pardon?" She said, "Colored teachers come around the back." I said, "Well, there's his desk right there." And so I walked on through it and went to his desk. He was sitting there. He didn't stand up. And there was a chair in front of his desk. So I sat there. And he and I had a conversation. And I just told him how I felt, how I really felt about it. And he was a human being. I knew we had that much in common. And I wasn't afraid of him. And
were you ever afraid of anybody?
Well, I don't know. Yeah. I have to think about it. Anyway, the next day, by 10:30 in the morning, a pickup truck came to school, laden with materials. I mean, blackboards hanging over the sides, And I had everything I could think of that I had told him that school needed.
Well, we're talking about protests. Mom, tell me about desegregating your high school.
When I first went there, I remember being assigned a seat, and there was this other girl sitting in my seat. So I went up to say to her, you know, you're in my seat. And she fell onto the floor. She was so terrified. And then I remember...
You're really not very scary,
Mom. I was not. Probably more scary now, now late. The rumor was that we all carried knives. And she was afraid that I would stick a knife in her for sitting in my seat. And actually, I was asking her to move because I was afraid of the teacher, you know, being upset.
Mimi, what was it like for you to watch her go through this?
It was very difficult, but she kept a lot of it to herself.
I did not want to burden them. I was an only child, and my parents talked a lot. And I grew up with their stories. And so I was very, very conscious of a great deal that they carried as a consequence of racism. So I kept as much as I could to myself.
Wow. Thanks, Mom.
Oh, you're welcome, Ben. Thanks for being interested.
Yeah.
Just asking.
Thanks, Mimi.
Good luck to you, darling.
Yeah.
There's a lot to be done.
Yeah, that's
There's a
right.
lot left to be done.
Benjamin Todd Jealous, president and CEO of the NAACP, with his mother, Ann Todd Jealous, and his grandmother, Mamie Todd. They recorded their interview in Pacific Grove, California.
To see photos and to make a reservation for your own interview, visit StoryCorps.org. For the StoryCorps podcast, I'm Katie Simon.
And I'm Michael Garofalo. Thanks for listening.
Major support for StoryCorps is provided by the Corporation for Public Broadcasting. Our podcasts are supported by the Fetzer Institute as part of its campaign for love and forgiveness. Learn more at loveandforgive.org. All StoryCorps interviews are housed at the American Folklife Center at the Library of Congress. And you can hear StoryCorps on the radio, Fridays on NPR's Morning Edition.